Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, wherever the insan, the human being, has been created with special characteristics, and at the same time the human being has the ability to commit sins. Allah ta'ala has created this fact within human beings that a person's nafs and shaitan, the person's desires and shaitan, influence a person towards sin. And it's obvious that sin is a very bad, you can say, action, and the destination of sin, the consequence of sin, is the displeasure of Allah. And the result of the displeasure of Allah is Jahannam, hellfire. So this is a big fact, that a person is habitual in sinning, the person regularly sins, and as a result will go into Jahannam, hellfire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His rahmah, mercy, fadl and blessings, has created such a platform, an arrangement that circumstances, feelings, an environment that Allah ta'ala has created through which an individual can address his sins in this world and wash those sins away. Otherwise, nobody would be able to go into paradise, because every human is to sin due to habit. After a little while, person's habits changed. At the moment we're sitting here, then when we will leave, we will feel different. Inside the masjid we feel different, when we leave the masjid we'll feel different. Tongues are out of control, eyes are out of control, hands are out of control. So Allah Kareem, Allah Rabbul Alameen, has created a beautiful arrangement, which is that if a human being pays a little bit of attention and focuses in this world whilst alive, then he can wash away the sins. And the point that's in my mind today that I want to present in your service is that in this preparation, Allah Ta'ala has made a very great arrangement, and we need to listen carefully to what I'm saying. It's an ajeeb and unique arrangement that in the whole week, as the week progresses and passes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the whole week, 7 days, 24 hours are such in the week that you cannot imagine the greatness that can be achieved in that time. There's no limit to the imagination. So much fadl, mercy, blessings, so many chances to earn, that a person gets shocked and dumbfounded that all week long a person earns sins through the 6 days of the week. But then this certain day of the week comes that 24 hours, there are so many opportunities that if a person pays attention in those 24 hours, then he won't realize that where have his sins disappeared to. Because he will annul those sins. And every week this occurs. And every week those 24 hours come. And when does that start from, my friends? I will tell you as well at the same time. Those 24 hours, they begin from sunset on a certain day to the sunset of the next day. Subhanallah. From the sunset on one day to the sunset the next day. So you have the night first, and then a day that follows it. These are the 24 hours. What day is that? Alhamdulillah, that day has begun already today, tonight. Subhanallah. Every week, when Jumu'ah comes, the day of Friday, when the night of Friday comes, was its first. Because Thursday evening, when the sun sets on a Thursday night, in other words, from Maghrib on a Thursday night, those 24 hours begin. The needle starts to move. And when will these 24 hours end? That on the day of Jummah, when the sun sets, then these great 24 hours will be finished. So these 24 hours are what? The ulama-i deen, the scholars of the deen, the pious predecessors have mentioned, the commentary from the hadith, the virtues of these 24 hours, the rewards of these 24 hours. So much has been written on this topic that we need many, many days to discuss the virtues of these 24 hours during Jummah. The pious predecessors have written the fadail, the masail, the fadail, the virtues. Like tonight, already the night of Jummah has started, the sun of Thursday set, and then the night of Jummah has begun. It has begun. And as soon as this night will end, then the day will come, and it will be a great day indeed. Subhanallah. A beautiful day. And the name of this day is unique. In the hadith it's stated that this is the head of this chief, for example. Or here's the leader of this country. Or here's the leader of this country. Chief of staff, etc. So here, when we speak about the day of Jummah, what do we think? That the status of Jummah is great? The rank of Jummah is great? It's the same when we look at people of leadership. We think, oh, he's the chief, the chieftain. That his rank is the highest, the status is the highest. He must have some skills. He must have some kamal. So subhanallah, this day about to come, which is tomorrow, these 24 hours have been defined and praised in the hadith that this is Sayyidul Ayyam. This is the master of the days. That all the days that have passed, this is the sardar, this is the master, this is the leader. This is the day that is above and over everything else. So we think that Jummah is just this, that let's go and pray Jummah Salah. This is nothing. This is just one point that we are deriving from the 24 hours of Jummah. We're so happy, oh, I've gone to pray Jummah, alhamdulillah. And many other people are even lost, they don't even pray Jummah. But this is not enough, this is just not the case. And I'll give you two fadail of Jummah, which are away from the Salah of Jummah, that the pious predecessors have taught us. Then inshallah, the next sitting we have, then I'll explain the other virtues. So let's listen to these two ni'mas with attention. Let's start today, these actions, inshallah. Does aql allow us to understand that 24 hours of greatness, virtue, reward, and we just let them pass? Now let's see, this night, many ulama scholars have presented their opinion that this is the Laylatul Qadr of the week. The night of Jummah is such a great night, it is the Laylatul Qadr for the week. So how much do we prepare for this night and day? In reality, those people have understood the greatness of Jummah, of Friday, the 24 hours period is great. They're not going to waste the time, are they? So in this 24 hours, after Maghrib on a Thursday evening, they change their lifestyle and pattern. And they spend the 24 hours of Jummah in such a unique way, which is different and distinct from the rest of the week. This is not a normal day. These 24 hours, a person should be attached to the 24 hours, just like Ramadan comes and we prepare that Ramadan's coming. So Allah's karam, Allah says, you don't need to wait for a year. Why should we wait for a year for another great opportunity to gain reward come? If we make mistakes during the week, then Allah Ta'ala says on the seventh day, doesn't matter how many sins you commit, Allah says in parallel you are forgiven if you utilize Jummah properly. So the first point, fadilat, virtue, that I'd like to share. Ajib and unique fadilat. The first quality, characteristic of Jummah and this night of Jummah and the 24 hours of Jummah is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if any person has sins amassed, that they are more than the foam on the sea, and if those sins pile up to the heavens, and there's so many in number, and he sins so much, then in these 24 hours, and if you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, say, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. That's all you have to do. Allah Ta'ala says that I forgive that person, and the point that is in his mind, he's asking forgiveness. Mother, father, children, friends, above, those who favor that person. Many things come to mind. So in these 24 hours, a person should try that he shouldn't just seek forgiveness for himself, but he should also seek forgiveness for others as well. So the first action we have to do, subhanAllah, is istighfar, repentance, bring the sins in front of ourselves, and don't think that we are pious. Every person has potential. There is no greater pious personality than our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everyone else is prone to sin. So the first thing we need to do in these 24 hours, and this is the thing that we are in need of most, from young to the old, from the youthful to the big, to the ill person, to the healthy person. The biggest requirement we have in this day and age is that Allah forgive us, and take us towards salvation. This is our aim and objective, my friends. If this occurs, then alhamdulillah, everything else becomes easy. Life becomes easy, hereafter becomes easy, akhirah becomes easy. Allah says, go, I've forgiven you. Subhanallah, this is happening. So after sunset on a Thursday evening, the night of Friday begins. But look how much laziness there is today. We don't know what night's coming, what day's coming, what hour it is, what days. We waste the opportunities. Do you know that I may pass away during the next week that is come? Maybe I'll have an accident. Maybe I'll become ill and I'll fall down. Maybe I will not be able to move. The whole week is there. Anything can occur. So alhamdulillah, if I cannot control and own my 24 hours today, then how will I do this ongoing? So in these 24 hours of Jummah, we need to dive deep into the mercy of Allah and seek the forgiveness of Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. This definitely we need to do. And here another ajeeb, beautiful point comes out. A point comes to mind. That such points, ulama, scholars have presented to us, they've extracted from the hadith, and we are such in loss that we don't take benefit from these great, great formulas that the pious predecessors have given to us. Ajeeb, beautiful points come to mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah ta'ala do for these 24 hours? Say subhanallah, so that you can hear what I'm saying. What does Allah ta'ala do? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these 24 hours, after every hour, Allah ta'ala extract 600 people from the hellfire. In every hour, 600 people are freed from the hellfire, from Jahannam. And if you multiply the 24 times 600, then where do we reach the number? So many people forgiven that Allah Ta'ala has concealed within this night and day of Jummah. This is the status of Jummah. It's look like this, that even if the whole Ummah wants forgiveness, then they can be forgiven. And when the Ummah is forgiven, then all of our issues will be solved within seconds. All of our issues in the world, wherever, etc. There's no situation that should make us cry or distress, nothing at all should be left remaining. Allah Ta'ala has given solutions. Allah, we make plans that this child, etc., and he will do this and he'll grow up and this will happen and this will happen. If we look at the dunya, according to the commentaries, not always does this occur. That, and how far away is this night? Every week it comes about. The whole ummah has been given this 24 hours in Bolton, in Paris, in America, in Saudi Arabia, in Pakistan, in Bangladesh. Which portion of land is there in the world that has not got these 24 hours? MashaAllah, the animals know about these 24 hours of Jummah, but we foolish human beings don't realize. And if we cry to Allah for the benefit of these 24 hours, then the fortunes of this ummah will change, will improve, and rizq will come from the heavens. From the earth, the rizq will sprout forth, and the rains will come from the heavens, and the earth will become fertile, and the heart, the enmity will finish, and love will increase, and Islam will start to spread. So all of this, that Islam is not spreading, and that we are in a bad state, is due to our amal, our deeds. That nor do we want to go forward, nor do we want to do tawbah, nor do we want to please Allah, and nor do we want our circumstances to improve. We can say we want to have stories and conferences and ask people for help, but the asool and principle point is that we are in a weak position, we will not succeed. And there, what's on the other side? What is the choice? Allah Ta'ala says that these 24 hours have become, that in the night of Jummah, after Thursday evening, then the day of Jummah, there are so many opportunities for the Ummah to practice. The old, the young, the women, the men, everybody who has distress, the solution starts from this point. The first cure that we get for problems is from the beginning of Jummah. The Allah Ta'ala says, the first karam, my mercy on the whole Ummah, will be what? That Ummati, whoever asks for anything, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever asks, rather Allah Ta'ala says that I'm telling you to ask, subhanAllah. You're not asking of your own accord. Allah Ta'ala says that what is it for you to ask? Allah says, I'm telling you, come to me, ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. So my brothers, tonight we should not lose out. We shouldn't lose out. Everything, there's a cure for everything in this period. And after 24 hours, the door will be slammed shut. Okay? That was the second point that I wanted to discuss regarding this great day. A great 24 hours is that, alhamdulillah, in this night of Jummah, Allah Ta'ala has instilled forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala has instilled salvation. And subhanAllah, there's another great reward Allah Ta'ala has concealed that Allah Ta'ala allows us to learn. Allah announces that my servants who I've created in these 24 hours, I've given you special 24 hours on my ummah, on the ummah of Rasulullah. There's a big message Allah Ta'ala is giving for this. And what is that? That my ummah, after doing tawbah, because this is a condition for tawbah, isn't it? That after tawbah, no individual should there be that he doesn't do the right amal. And whatever amal the person does in these 24 hours, listen to the announcement. Whatever amal the individual does, from the young to the big, whatever that amal is, Allah Ta'ala Kareem says, then what will happen then? That the thawab, the reward for every amal, will be given 70 times over. Subhanallah. So, we have just prayed Isha Salah. We have just prayed one Salam. Where do we reach? And then if Allah multiplies 70 times over, we don't know if the one is accepted that we've done, but the 70 that Allah Ta'ala is multiplying, they're accepted. Maybe this action wasn't accepted yesterday. We didn't even know if that I have one deed to my name yesterday evening. But Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you 70 more. So if Allah Ta'ala is given, then you have to accept, isn't it? You will accept. Subhanallah. So how fortunate are those people? They didn't even realize and they prayed Isha Salah here. MashaAllah. So this is Allah's karam. Then, that those amal that we do, whichever amal actions we do, will get 70 times extra reward. Surah Yasin, on this great, within these great 24 hours we recite normally. But the person who recites on this day, and the person who doesn't read, then read in these 24 hours at any time, how much thawab will we get? 70 slaves, normal good condition, that if you recite one surah Yaseen, the pious predecessors say, that you get the reward of 10 Qur'ans, recitation of 10 Qur'an. So, subhanAllah, that's 17,000 Qur'an thawab. Subhanallah. Can anybody get this all night long? You can try, but you will not attain. But in these 24 hours, Allah Ta'ala is giving. Ishraq, we pray every day at sunrise, 70 times extra reward, 70 times multiplied over. Dhikr in the morning, we do dhikr every day, but do dhikr on the Jummah, then 70 times extra multiplication, 70 dhikr thawab. Will we leave dhikr in the morning? Tomorrow's dhikr, totally don't leave it. The person who's recited durood, then 70 durood reward. Once you do durood, you'll get 70 reward. But normally, one durood that is recited, there are many hadith and fadail, and it's stated that you need the day for durood sharif and the fadail and the virtue. So spiritually, the strength in recitation, you need days to understand the fadail, the virtues. So tell me, that all the fazail, the virtues of reciting durood sharif, then all of those fazail, if you multiply by 70, then tell me, where will that individual reach to? Subhanallah. So such a great, great doors Allah Ta'ala has opened, many paths for the ummah. Many. So if we are seated here today, subhanallah, we're doing the dhikr of Allah. Oh no, no, who will go dhikr? It's too far, it's night time, it's dark. It was alright before, it was earlier. And now I have to drag myself. And shaitan and nafs have made us lose out in our thinking. And if Allah's karam and mercy is there, then Allah says that the karam and mercy of Allah will pull a person, invite a person. This is why I'm saying that those who have come today will not go back in an easy fashion. They will fill their treasure chests and depart from the gathering. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Nobody can get to that reward. And how many times? 70 times over. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Ask Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, that what was this kalima? What was the result? It's stated in the hadith that if Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam wasn't to recite this kalima, then he would have risen on the day of judgment from that same position without change of posture. What a great thing. And we will get what? Tell me, we don't know how long we'll get. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Can anybody recite this? That if we recite this, then the heavens and the earth, the gap between, fills with how much thawab? Who will attain the thawab? A sinner like me. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Then we say, what is Allah's rahmah? What is fadl of Allah? What is the mercy of Allah? What is the karma of Allah? Ask those who are sitting today in the dhikr of Allah. And ask those who are far from Allah Ta'ala's dhikr to get the answer. And the shaitan has made people go far away. The waswasa, the whispering in their ears, the nafs, their desires, their base desires have made those people weak. But those people have broken down those doors and the bolts, whether they want to or not, whether they feel like it or not, they come and sit in the gathering of dhikr. Do you think Allah Ta'ala will leave them empty handed? No. Allah Ta'ala will not. Tell me. So my brothers, now the question arises, shorten point, but all the words I've just said, this is not a story, rather this is targheeb, methodology, invitation, encouragement, targheeb, to inspire you. Inspiration to raise you up, to rise you up. Why? That, my friends, remember this point, that as long as there is life and hayat, and I'll tell you more fadail of this great day, that remember this one point, that as long as there's life, then from the night of Jummah till Jummah, 24 hours, spend them in such a way that you pay less attention to the world and you pay more attention to Allah. That's it. And this is my request to you, that all week long, we run after the dunya and the world, etc. And we do the work of the dunya. In these 24 hours, we have to do those amal, that the more strength we have, that alhamdulillah, if a person's ill, then he can still tune in and listen. If a person is ill, it's very easy for a person to put the cassette on, and in the phones there's Quran, listen to the phone, and inshallah 70 times multiplied over, you'll get the reward of the Quran. Such a great preparation. Not that I'm sick, etc. That nobody should be ghafil, and consider that this is the final 24 hours, and they're so valuable that alhamdulillah, not just my bakshish, but rather on top of that, I will get increased rank and status in Jannah as well, if I do the right thing. So my brothers, morning, we should start this habit. Rather, from the night we should start. Now we will do dhikr. And after doing dhikr, there will be tahajjud salah. Definitely pray this. You'll get the reward of 70 times over. Today, don't be lazy at all. Subhanallah. Don't be lazy. Go set your clock, your alarm, and say that these 24 hours, I've understood that I'm now assigning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 24 hours to come. And dua for those people who are ill, for the people in the neighborhood, for the mother, for all the duas that are presented, Allah Ta'ala will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to the du'as. Allah will give the reward for the du'as. Allah will give the end result for the du'a. Allah will be proud amongst angels. Just like when we leave and we promise to Allah we won't do this, won't do this, and we keep on, then we have to compensate that sin for doing durood sharif and dhikr of Allah. That go home, drink your tea, do tasbih, and let the work of the dunya continue, alhamdulillah. But focus yourself towards Allah. Concentrate on Allah. That don't let anything occur. That if an action is happening, has a link with thereafter. The stomach is full. You have biscuits and cakes and coffee and chai. And on the side of it, we still on top of it, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what I'm saying to you, I'm not saying, let's sit in the corner and don't do nothing. No, this is not a style. It's stated that it should go into the stomach as well, food. And should benefit the world. And you should earn a hereafter reward. You're sitting down with the wife and the children. This is all dunya. But you are detached from the dunya at that time. These 24 hours you have to spend like this. Somebody's doing tasbih, doing dhikr of Allah, rosary bead, astaghfar, repentance. So you make at least, what's the first thing to do? Say it loudly. Tawbah. To seek forgiveness and repentance. First and foremost, that Allah, all the sins I've done in the week, all the sins that have occurred due to my actions, whether it's from the hand, the feet, or the eyes, or the tongue, etc. Whatever I have done, I have come. And in these 24 hours, I have been called, I'm present. Because before, please Allah, we could say that, oh please, could you forgive me so I can move ahead, that end of story. That's what we need to ask Allah. And the person who doesn't have yaqeen in this, doesn't have yaqeen in Allah. And this is enough to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just have to say this and then we continue. Oh, last week, forget what happened last week. The sins are finished. Sins are finished. End. And the whole cloth is clean. The whole account book is clean. The account book is clean. End of story. The people of the dunya, they can carry on saying that he's a sinner, he does this. Oh, foolish people who say this. But what will the angel say to this person? That he is pure and clean. His azmat, they will spend on his azmat, on his greatness. Subhanallah. And they will do a transaction with Allah. They will say, Allah, we are here with you. And they're not going to present the whole list in front of Allah. That there's a court and there's a person, a faqir, and he was a barrister, then he's a solicitor, and after that, advocate, solicitor, and after that, profession, then registration, registrar. Such a long journey. For what? So that somebody will come in front of him and say, oh judge, please forgive me for doing it. Please forgive me. This is all I could do. So there you have the King of Kings. The Khaliq, Fatir of Samawati wal Ard. Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Subhanallah. Great status. And his power and Allah's glory, that all the kingdoms are diminished, they're finished. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الْكُولَعُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ يُهْيِي وَيُمِيتُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Subhanallah. And here, just two words Allah says, that Allah, I have come, I've done many sins, please forgive me, and Allah will forgive. Allah will definitely forgive. So my friends, Allah, we say, Allah, you are a friend. And Allah says that you are my friend, my wali. يُخْرُجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah says, when you are accepted from the darkness into light, Allah says, you are my friend, you are my wali. Who can say that wali is just some unique person? That same person was a sinner, alcoholic, zani. MashaAllah, he put his hands forward and he said two things. He said, say, Subhanallah. He said, the darkness is finished. Finished, end of story. We have come into the light. How? That you have come into the nur. And there's nuraniyat. I see that there's light. Allahu Akbar. And you are the friend of Allah. You have become the wali. The friend of Allah. The assistant of Allah. So how long does it take, my brothers? How long will it take us? Just seconds. Seconds. Clicks of fingers. So we need to make our heart good. And those mistakes we've made, we'll say, Allah, we'll ask you forgiveness. Or when I finish this exercise, and then this will happen, this will happen. Though, come on, let's carry on with the story. These dramas, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of this, that you need to go to the dunya to ask forgiveness. And when you go to Mawla Allah, you have to put the hands together and say, who am I? My muamalat are wrong. What will happen to me? I've got issues and problems. How do I correct myself? Is there any sense that we have? Is there any more pagal and mad than us and crazy in the world today than what we are running after? So first action, say loudly. End of story. After tawbah, what do we do? That no amal will we leave for today, alhamdulillah. Whatever we do, we carry on. Read Quran, read tasbih, do the dhikr of Allah, do nafal salah, etc. Do salatul tasbih. Definitely we should do this. What should we recite? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Habib, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave this as a gift. This wasn't a common person. What was this? That was given as a gift. That there are prices for gifts. One is khairat, sadqah, mal, and wealth. And one is hadiyah, to give the hadiyah. And there's a difference in the hadiyah and the other three terminologies. For example, you give me hadiyah, and you say that this is a gift from me to you. Then the quality of that product changes. So Allah's Nabi says that, oh my uncle, please listen to me. The uncle and nephew had a lot of love for each other. So Hazrat Abbas had a lot of love for his nephew. And Rasulullah said, listen to me, uncle. And Rasulullah said, Afila, I want to give a gift to you. Say Subhanallah. Aha. The nephew is saying to the uncle. And who is the nephew? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the status, the glory. And then we come back to the verses that we recited earlier. Allah Rabbul Alameen is saying that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُونَ لَفَتَّبِعُونِ, that you just follow my Nabi. Allah says, and I will make you my beloved. I will make you my beloved. Subhanallah. And who is saying this? Allah Ta'ala, the glorious, the all-powerful, the mighty. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imamul Anbiya, Rahmatul Alameen, that the kalimats that we recite in his praise are not enough. Not enough. We could continue. That there's no finish line, and we cannot say that we'll just stop here. We can, that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Allah says, my Habib, where my name goes, your name will also be attached to it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And if your name does it wrong, then this person cannot continue to succeed. I will not accept La ilaha illallah, that I will accept at that time when it's with your name and your effort. So this is the shan, the glory. So he says, my uncle, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, called his nephew, and he said, I feel like today I want to give you a gift. What can this gift be? And subhanAllah, he said, yes, nephew, give me this gift. And he gave it. What was the gift that was given? Salatul Tasbih. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. This is the gift that Allah Ta'ala gave. And their sadaqah, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah. And this is the Shah, the family links. He was Ahlul Bayt, so he didn't keep deen in his pockets. He would get the thawab, and he would get the hadiyah, the tawfa, the gift, and he has gifted. So he said that this is not for me then. So it's a great action, Salatul Tasbih. And how many people pray Salatul Tasbih? Tell me. For this, make some preparation. When? In these 24 hours. Don't leave yourself empty-handed. Oh, I've done enough, I've prayed Jummah. No. Allah Ta'ala has prepared in which way? Allah Ta'ala says that after Jummah, we sit and do dhikr of Allah. How much does it pain, and we run off, and the 24 hours of dhikr, that when we sit down and we do dhikr, and that time that dhikr is done, subhanallah, and maraqabah we should do at that time, we don't feel like saying anything, I'll say subhanallah. And in those 10-15 minutes, what is attained through the maraqabah, the dhikr, the salat dhikr, I get so much enjoyment. I can't mention. Every moment, every occasion is different. In Ishraq time, sunrise is a different feeling. Maghrib time, different feeling. And Isha time, different feeling. I have heard and sat with many mashayikhs in my history. But from Hazrat, that I'm talking about the previous generations, I don't know the wider aspect, but in my neighborhood, in whose hands I was reared up, I speak about those pious predecessors. In that day and age, when I was brought up, when the Asal Naqshband were there, I speak about those influences. I've never seen that Hazrat, I speak about Hazrat, that I've never seen that after Jummah, that there's not a gathering of dhikr, that there's no maraqbah. Always it would happen. Jummah would occur. This is the hukum of the Quran. Is it not in the Quran that if you recite Surah Jummah, you will realize that a person should recite Quran properly, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَأَلَكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the actions. So why do we run away? That from maraqabah, if a person has to go 10 million meters far or kilometers, he will definitely go to the new place to understand what is going on. So subhanahu Naqshbandi dhikr, silent dhikr, khafi dhikr is maraqabah. And we should say, Allah, we don't know what's going to occur. And subhanAllah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, his rank and status, initiated this majlis. And I leave this for this reason, that I cannot go for 10 minutes to his blessed grave. No, make a niyyah that dhikr of Allah is taking place. And when dhikr of Allah is taking place, then the sahaba ikram, what would they do? They say, let's go quickly. The people who are sitting and doing dhikr, is there any bigger khirat than this? This was the style of the sahaba. The style. That every Jummah, this fairs of a shaykh, may it continue. The maraqbah on the Jummah evening, Thursday night, you have to come far, that people should realize that these people are haris in the dhikr of Allah. They make a journey, they do dhikr with they do love with Allah Ta'ala's deen, and they do love with everyone around them. And that's why we were looking at this masjid, that everyone can reach it centrally. So I give targhib. I'm not forcing anybody, I'm not dragging anybody, and we should consider that I've requested, I'm giving you targhib and inspiration and encouragement. When I give targhib, then inshallah on the day of judgment, you will seek me. Then where's that person who delivered us to this great maqam? Every maraqbah, every maraqbah of every second of the Naqshbandi silsila is a great action, my friends, and it's from those people's mouths that I'm repeating the statements, who have spent their life in this. And there was a sadiq wali of Allah. And from his great statements, I am telling you the portion of the phrase. And from his kitabs, we see And we see his mourning, we see the comments, etc. And now we should do muraqabah, and we have to come in the morning, and we have to pray ishraq in the morning. These next 24 hours we'll do this, that's fine. So we should make a trip, come from far, have a look around, and look for something for the business or for the shop. Oh, the call has come in the night, straight away we'll go for night shift. Sleeping, wife has gone, children have gone, he's opening his eyes, swaying to and fro, and he's doing the night shift because the call is coming. And on the other side we get the call from our Rabb, say subhanallah. And nobody listens to that call. Yes, there is people, there is something listening. When the qulub is heard, then they come running to give the solution, running. And you will have heard in your qulub that come, angels are coming, and this is night of Jummah, come to the dhikr of Allah, come. And this is not the time for negligence or wasting time or to be the ghafil. As soon as the night comes into force, then the person, the Naqshbandi silsila, he continues to make activity. And that is the most beautiful product, that the people are sleeping in the night, sunrise is about to come, and there's silence, and I'm doing the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. We run after happiness. We don't like both. I speak about myself, that all of the paths, and I enjoy the path after Isha, I wait. That after Isha is quite long, and then I sit and I go with the Jamaat and I do Dhikr of Allah. They have a long slot. And what are we losing out? These are the amal that we need to please Allah. And there's enjoyment. Person's tired, come back home from work, and the fastness there. But sit in the Dhikr of Allah. This is important, essential. In the same way, all my life long I did dhikr, I'm coming tired, disheveled, all day long at the shop, after shop in the morning, run the business, etc. In the night, sit in the khanka and closing the eyes. Subhanallah, this is a great, great result. And this is what occurs. This is the benefit that the people are swaying and doing the dhikr of Allah. So we don't feel any extra pressure. So anyway, this program will continue in 24 hours. The advice I've given, inshallah, next time, I will tell you that what we can earn from this specific 24 hours, and may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Now let's continue towards the dhikr. Recite the Durood Sharif.